What are we facing right now? How do we stop the New World Order? What is the New World Order? Adolf Hitler called for it. Joseph Stalin called for it. All these guys called for it.
That's correct. And what they're doing is they're trying to synthesize Eastern communism and Western capitalism into a world socialist government. The plan goes back many years. There's several branches to it. On the one hand, you have Cecil Rhodes' plan to take over, as he said, to take the government of the whole world using Rhodes scholars like Bill Clinton. There's another avenue of it that goes through the Fabian socialists. Now they're called the Third Way. There's another branch of it, Skull and Bones. This is the Bushes and some other individuals.
How do we educate the left and the right that they're really just part of a phony system? A phony system.
You have to crack through their predisposition to think you're a nut if you talk about conspiracy theories. And the best way to do that is, the way I do it is I set them up by saying, suppose I told you there was a power somewhere so complete, so pervasive, so interlocked, so watchful, you better not speak above your breath if you speak in condemnation of it. After they get finished laughing in my face for a while, I say, well, I didn't say that. One of your heroes, Woodrow Wilson, said that. Now you've got their attention. And so you bring them up to today and explain how this is happening.
Now it's shifted to that left-right debate where people can't even get to real discussions because, again, we're always caught up in the two phony choices.
It's what I've called the techno-feudal, F-E-U-D-A-L, society of the future, and that was 100 years ago in a book called Our Benevolent Feudalism, where they mapped this out.
All the different varieties of tyranny on one side and liberty on the other, and it was always looked at according to freedom, at least in this country, in the experiment here.
That was planned by the Skull and Bones Whitneys in the late 1800s, where they mapped out a plan whereby they would contribute to both Democrat and Republican left and right, and then they would deliberately alternate power among these politicians so that the stupid public would think they have a choice, but they didn't.
We were given a briefing. We know that's code for terror. I go, sir, CFR's on TV now.
Second question is a trick question, so I won't answer it.
It opens up all kinds of possibilities for a new world order.
Well, that's the incredible thing. Their own publication, Foreign Affairs, says they're going to enslave us, going to dumb us down.
He said penetrate journalism, economics, education, and politics, and get their key people into certain places.
Council on Foreign Relations. manuals, Dr. Cuddy, say that those that say there's a new world order are potential terrorists and it doesn't exist. How do they have presidents announcing it, but then double think saying it doesn't exist?
Do as I say. Okay, look, Bill Clinton, you're a liberal, let's say, I'm talking to. You're a liberal, you like Bill Clinton? Oh, yes. Well, his mentor, Carol Quigley at Georgetown, looked at the, quote, secret records of this power elite, and in his book, Tragedy and Hope, he said that these people, the CFR, is a front group for these people.
We were given a briefing. We know that's code for terror. For terror.